Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. Come in, come in, come in. Sit down. I guess you have your favorite beverage. If you don't, that's completely okay. Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And this is the place where you get to turn all of that on. You get to turn your vibe on, your vibration on, to take it to a higher place. And to enable you to do that, I want you to ask yourself this question: what do I want? And the reason for that is to reset yourself from a mode of perhaps complaint to focus on what you want, so you get yourself in that good vibration, so that you will now attract what you are focusing on. Today, I want to focus in on the texting habits of a high value woman. The texting habits of a high value woman. The other day I attended a radio show and I met a lady there. And when she heard that I was a relationship coach, specifically a dating and courtship coach, she began to ask me questions about a texting buddy, I would have to say. And when she showed me the stream of text that she explained, I mean, I literally held my head and I was like, no. So I thought that today would be a really good time to really kind of open up about this phenomenal phone tool that we have at our disposal. We have WhatsApp and all these different apps and, you know, Facebook, now Meta, and all these different ways, social media, of actually reaching out to one another. And so particularly today, I wanted to talk about texting. How does a high value woman communicate via these apps? What are her habits? So when you think about today's dating arena, so to speak, it does come with its challenges, doesn't it? You know, when you think about online dating, you're thinking how to profile yourself. When you're meeting someone, perhaps if you haven't dated for a long time, it's like, wow, what do you do? You've got all of these different dating terminologies, ghosting, and all of these new things that come with dating. We're in a new era. And in this new era are these different apps. So let's look at our texting habits. And I want to do that because it's going to reveal a lot about you. So I really want you to listen in hard, ladies, okay? Because it can really make the difference between making up or, in fact, really not even making it a starter of a new potential relationship, okay? Depending on how you text a person, it can actually completely mess it up from the get-go. So a high value woman has to be very skillful, I would say, let's use that word, in how she uses these letters on the keyboard to communicate and to use to her advantage how she feels about someone. In fact, to replace a face-to-face conversation. And when you think about texting, unlike a face-to-face conversation where you can perhaps read the person's body language or even mirror the person's body language in terms of tone of voice and body language and all of that sort of stuff, you get the gist. When it comes to texting, you cannot hear the tone of voice, hence why those emoticons were invented, and those are all subtleties that you can pick up on a face-to-face conversation, you cannot pick up via a texting conversation. Okay, so you have to be quite skillful in communicating yourself. So, number one, What does a high value woman do? First of all, from the get-go, listen to me loud and clear. You do not initiate all of the texts. You just do not do that. Now, there's some people that might argue with me. They might say, well, Valerie, you're being very old school. What's wrong with, you know, taking the initiative and, you know, sending out texts first? Now, I wouldn't say there's anything wrong or right about taking these initiative. However, in the field of dating and courtship, there is a particular way of doing things. Okay, sorry, that's just the way the world works. Yeah, you've heard me say it before. Eggs do not chase sperm. Yeah, sperm chases egg. Masculine energy, feminine energy. You've heard me talk about it over and over again. Okay, masculine pursues the feminine energy. And we want to convey that through texting. So this is really about what works. Okay, when you initiate texts, it already shows a high value man that you can, I'm going to use the word desperation, it can scream that you're desperate, okay, that you're not poised, like in my video that I describe at www.valerieacampbell.com/queen. That you're not poised in your queenly state. You are in your masculine energy and you are pursuing it. And that's why I say to you, do not initiate all of the texts. Okay? It's not high value. And not to mention, if a woman has to start all the conversations, what does it actually say about that man's interest in you? How interested is he in you? If you are the one who are initiating all of the texts. Now, a high value woman may initiate one or two. Yes, of course. But she doesn't start all of the conversations. Okay. Remember I said to you before, and if you've listened to my previous podcasts, you will hear me always say that men enjoy competition, they enjoy pursuing what they want. They don't like things just dumped on the table in front of them. In fact, they don't like what I heard in a series recently called Castle and Castle. It's a Nigerian series, fantastic if you haven't seen it. Look at it, it's on Netflix, where the guy that was being pursued, and I have to say, heavily pursued by a woman, he described her as low-hanging fruit. Okay, he whispered into her ear that she is always available and always ready. No high-value man wants this, and he's a top lawyer in this particular series. And I just thought, ooh, when I heard that. Okay, so a high-value woman does not start all the conversation. She wants to know that that man has a level of interest in her and that he is interested in pursuing her. He finds her worthy. So she works on her worthiness, okay, and being the best that she can be. She knows her worth. She knows her boundaries. Now, if this high value man, it's assuming, does not initiate text number two, he is probably not interested in you. Okay, so you don't assume a man to be high value just because of his profession. Okay, is he high value in your eyes? How is he making you feel? And if a man doesn't initiate text number two, he really is not that into you. Okay, let's just use our common sense here. Men are quite good at knowing what they're looking for, and they can pretty much suss from the very first few interactions with yourself whether you're worth pursuing. Okay? So if you're constantly texting, that will be a turn off to him. Now, many women can spend hours texting a man, like this lady who I met at the radio station. And I was amazed at this stream of texts, all hours of night. I just looked at her and thought, really? Wow. It's not high value behavior. Okay. So a high value woman has better things to do with her time, okay, than having long conversations through texts. A high value woman knows that less is more. Remember, I always describe feminine energy as deep and mysterious and, you know, reveals in drips when the man is deserving of it. Okay, you don't pour your heart out over a stream of texting. So when it comes to that early dating stage, okay, just be very mindful. I know that you may be really hot over the guy. However, please be mindful of how you text. Okay, so a high value woman is going to protect her privacy, and she just doesn't open up herself to, you know, people that she's just met, you know, essentially strangers. Okay, I don't care how good he looks, he's a stranger. Okay, so you want to avoid doing this with these random people that quickly or easily. Okay, she also knows that she needs to keep that mysterious side of herself intact. Okay, so it's about keeping that man interested. It's about, you know, keeping the anticipation of allowing him to unveil her. Okay, not physically, mentally, spiritually, allow him to slowly unveil her. And so give the man the opportunity to do that. So the high value woman, she has a life. Okay, and so she uses texts moderately. Okay, she uses it sporadically, moderately. And she uses it to send very short notes or, you know, thoughts when she has something essential to say. But she wouldn't try to get to know somebody through texting. And it really is because she has such a busy life. She's focused on doing her, which then in turn, as she's filling her cup up, it allows her to radiate. The more she radiates, the more interested he is in her. It's like a moth to a flame. He sees her light. Again, look at the video, www.valerieacampbell.com/queen. Okay, go and have a look at that video. So, how many times have I seen women spending days upon days, months, conversing with men like this woman that I mentioned? And in doing that, building up expectations. How can you do that? Build up expectations through a stream of text messages. Did it ever occur to you that he may be doing the same thing with another woman or stream of women? Okay. And then the woman, when these expectations are not met, she's then very disappointed. Or very disappointed when she does finally meet up with this guy. What else about this high woman, high value woman when it comes to texting? Well, let me tell you that she will always wait until she gets a response from that man before texting again. I'm going to say that again. She will wait till she gets a response before texting again. She's not going to send him a message and say, I sent you a message, I've not heard a response from you yet. No, she's not going to do that. She's not going to send a stream of three messages in the hope that bombarding him will then make him respond to her. Can you see how she's trying to lead the relationship? Okay, bombard him with how much interest. That screams desperation. You see, a high-value woman is always looking for signals of how interested a man is in her. And why is that? It's because she values herself. So she wants to see if he values her the way that she values herself. A high value woman doesn't have time to waste. So therefore, she doesn't like to waste her time. Every text message is time. Every text message is an opportunity. And this is from his side, when she receives a text message from him, for her to assess his level of interest. And his level of interest can be revealed as early as after the first interaction. So let's consider these things. How long did he wait to respond to her text? How long did he take to respond, or should I say, did he wait to text the second time? Did he start the second conversation? Did he respond quickly, or, you know, to the text that she sent him? You know, you have to look at these things. You see, a high value woman is only going to text a man after she's established that, you know, he's worth responding to, that he's, you know, he's shown enough interest in her to be worthy of her queen-like time. Okay, she will not keep texting a guy over and over, you know, who doesn't seem eager to text her. No. Or, like I mentioned, a guy who's ignored her previous texts or took, you know, ages to respond with some stupid response, stupid excuse as to why he hasn't come back to her in a timely manner. Especially those guys who have ghosted her. Okay, listen, a high value woman has no time for those men. She uses the texting as a tool to reveal the man's character. Okay? Never use it as a tool to create a relationship. Okay? She doesn't use it as a tool to... She uses it as a tool to get to know that person from the outset. Okay? You can't really know somebody through texting, but she's looking, she's wanting to see, reveal to him, herself, this pattern of this guy. Because let me tell you something, a woman, a high value woman, is very aware that a man can pretend to be nice. He can pretend to be interested. He could be sitting at home in his pajamas, like I mentioned, being charming to a number of women behind the screen. Think about it. Isn't texting low effort behavior? Does he have to invest much time and effort in communicating with her? Investing in her? Remember, I've always said to you, a man invests his time and his effort and his money, his energy, in acquiring what he wants in life, much less the prize of a queen. So texting is low effort, okay? Anybody can do that. And she's going to value actions, active behavior, than some words in a text message. Anyone can do that. So while texting, you know, is available, she's going to look at it, and she's going to see if she identifies any red flags. She's going to follow her hunch. She's going to follow her intuition. She's going to follow her gut instinct about this individuals. Okay? She's not going to ignore them. That's low value behavior, because a high value woman trusts her instincts. Okay? A high value woman can see through the BS. A high value woman, as I mentioned to you before, is always looking to assess the man's level of interest. So what is this guy really after? You know, is he really out to date somebody sincerely? Is he just looking for a booty call? Is he calling late at night? You know, does he just want to hook up? You know, is she one of those girls that he's just trying to keep on the side on a down low? You know, texting. Think about it, ladies. Be wise. Texting can be, or it can go a very long way in revealing a man's true intention. So it's not about how you feel about him. I don't care how hot he is. It's all about how is the man going to make you feel. And if a man doesn't make you feel like a prize, or should I say, you should always feel like a prize for yourself anyway, that should always be your first priority. But you want to know if he recognizes that. Okay? And it's his action, high value action, that will determine that and show him as that, as a high value man in your eyes. So a high value woman looks out for things like this. So what else do you want to look out for when it comes to texting behavior? You want to look out for the frequency of the text messages and the timing, okay, as mentioned. Now, this guy, is he willing to take it to the next level and take her or you? I'm going to be speaking right now to you. Is he prepared to take you on a real date? This woman that I spoke to, she had been texting this guy for years. Months. And she'd not had a real date with this person. And I just looked at her and thought, you cannot be serious. And she was speaking as if she is in a relationship. Look, ladies, do not fall into the trap of a delusional relationship. We have to wake up and we have to smell the roses. Okay, so is this guy willing to take you on a real date? Okay, a high value woman doesn't indulge in these long term texts. In fact, let's talk about sexting. Yeah, sexting, and I don't even need to spell that out, what that is. Okay, for a high value woman, is it's just not going to happen. Okay. She doesn't engage in sexting. She doesn't get engaged in late night texting. You know, think about it. Booty call texts. Why would a man be texting you after midnight? For what? Think about it. What could he possibly want after midnight? To see if you're available for him to dip his cookie in your cream? Come on now. No late night texting. Okay? A high value woman knows that late night texting is synonymous with booty calls. And that the conversation, it is going to drift to something of a sexual connotation. Good night texts, 10 o'clock, are the latest text she should send or even respond to. You know, you can build attraction through texting. Of course you can. Yeah, but you have to be wise in the way that is done. Because a wise woman, a high value woman, she's doing the right things. She does all of what I've just described and avoids all of what I have, you know, just try to say, please do not do. It will inevitably build an attraction between the both of you if he is the right person. Yeah, because through the texting, she's actually communicating her high standards through her texting habit, He'll know, okay, I'm not going to contact this woman because she is busy. I don't want to disturb her in the day because you have communicated that through your texts. And that is so attractive to a guy. It really is. A woman who knows how to keep that air of mystery around herself and vibrate that aura. Oh, feels like gold to a high value man. So when you're able to do that, to convey that essence of who you are through texting, in the sense of not being available at all the times, you know, communicating that, you know, you've got a life, you've got a family, you've got friends around you. And that you're not too eager that a man is going to refer to you as low-hanging fruit. Oh my goodness, that is so distasteful to a high-value woman. Yeah, she's not eager to share with you all of her life details with someone who she's just getting to know. She's considering this man. And so she values who she is. She values her time. That's why she's mysterious. It's like, to him, she's mysterious. She's not an open book. And so this woman, she doesn't entertain texting with low value men. You know, if she even detects any low value signals, you know, that attempt to go that way, she's like, oh, block, not interested. Why? Because she knows her standards. She knows how she wants to be treated. She respects herself. She knows where she stands. She wants him to respect where she stands. And if he shows any signs of low value behavior, she'll just cut him off. No time to waste with low.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio app, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.